Don't forget the 6 o'clock top of the hour. You might want to stop and start after that.
That's all good. All good. We can work out of that.
Well, you might want to wait for it before you start start his recording.
Roland,
do you want to start the Craig Bot, old buddy?
How do I do that?
No. Go to command and type in colon Craig colon comma join. Come on, old mate.
Now
you've got a degree in computer science.
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
You did it.
Thank you.
I did that. What are you talking about?
But
I wasn't going to let him steal the credit for that one. We're also live on FakerTube now, streaming with video.
FakerTube.com.
So I will post the link to the stream in, live stream chat or live stream show notes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, Ab, turn your camera on. Let's have a look. Let's have a look at you. I know Rick will. Nope. Okay, what about you, Velo? Come on, Princess Bride. Okay, well, let's have a look at you in the studio.
No, now that it's being taken seriously and being streamed, I don't want to do it. But
it was
fun for a little while.
Are you all?
That's what I wanted to ask you, Ab. What went through your head when you're on a site where people use pseudonyms and are kind of anonymous because of the kind of topics we talk about, and you decide to take... You're so, like some weird pervert in your truck screenshotting everyone and posting it on your website. I was a bit offended by that.
I know. Did you enjoy that? I mainly wanted to get John laying down. That was the best.
Well, you did that. You didn't need me in there.
Oh, stop. You're the best looking guy of the bunch.
Yeah, I know, but you don't like to say it just because it offends everyone else.
I'm not offended.
I think my... somebody noticed you wearing some kind
I would say you have an eyebrow piercing.
You're listening to another hour
I think
of
my
the
daughter noticed
audio
that.
Chat on fakeologist.com.
Those idiots don't even know where we live.
Know where we live.
The stream's up right now on FakerTube. Just let me find the link for it. Give me a sec.
Alright, fantastic.
I'm just going to play it. We'll probably hear the audio back again, you know, because it's going to loop through, but I just want to check it's coming through.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's weird. I can't hear it.
I can't hear it either.
Well, you know, I think he's got something that mutes it automatically. You've got to unmute it in the browser.
Oh, it is too. Yeah, just a sec.
I don't know why he does that.
It's working.
Yeah, good.
So right now, Rollo's the only one on video, but...
He's the only one. It's his show. Rollo, do you want to do an announce? Do you want to start the show?
Yeah, do it, man. No. Fuck you. So good. So, are we actually live?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. Live on fakeologist.com. Icecast and live on FakerTube.
All right.
We're more live than you've ever been.
FakerTube. FakerTube sponsored by me,
Rollo,
till November 11th, and I'm here with
Fakeologist.
I'm here with who?
Rick.
I've forgotten your name already. Thank you, Rick. And our super duper producer, Bella.
Thank you, Rick.
Ah, that was good.
So, should we start off with a story?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
So
Mary had a little lamb.
No, it's better than that. Yesterday. There we go. Thank you. Yesterday, I got a phone call at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Is it
John Lott?
By Constable Draper from the Sydney.
Metropolitan Crime Squad.
Yeah. And they said. They said to me, we're going to send the cops around and they're going to sue you.
What?
The Health Direct New South Wales wants to sue you. Now let me just name names here because I'm not...
Are you kidding?
Name away.
Yeah. Asanda Wijerakne has put a complaint in that I'm harassing Health Direct New South Wales just by ringing the coronavirus hotline, 1-800-080-020 or 1-800-0222. And then they block me from those two. How can I harass someone when I can't even bloody call them? Let me give you the corporate number, 02-9263-9000. They block me from that too. So how can I harass when I've been blocked? Thank you, Bella. Thank you. And so my big shout out is can you see me? Hey, Karen Borg, my big shout out to you is sue me. I'll see you in court for all the lies that Health Direct New South Wales is saying and wrecked the Australian economy. They're wrecked. Like, I can't stand it when people, think that I've got somehow a disease. Like, how is it possible when you get off a plane and you have to self-isolate for 14 days and it doesn't matter who I am.
Hold on a sec.
Like, in our
country, suing is civil, and the cops are only involved in criminal. So why would a cop call you over a civil matter? Your story doesn't matter.
I'm telling you the truth.
You know, he's been ringing them up 30 or 40 times a week, so...
Right.
I'm sure. I said to him, well, that's you'll just, get a visit
yeah.
by the police. Well,
yeah,
the
but,
police was
so
warning.
They're gonna. What, are they charging? They charging
no.
him with
no,
what?
No, no, no.
Harassment.
No, no.
Well, what I said, no, Ab. No. This is what I said. This is what I said directly. I said they came out before, and when they said we're going to send the cops around again, I said, and I gave a statement, a full statement, and then said it again. G'day, Rick. Hey, Rick. I can see you. Hey, cheers, brother. Hey, and I said,
hey,
him again. Bring him on.
Yeah, exactly.
Bring him on, baby.
I've got all I can do to say, can you please stop harassing my government friend?
Okay, Bella.
Now we're all on here. We need to see Ab. Come on, Ab. Get in here.
The Princess
Let's
Bride.
See Ab driving his truck.
Go on, Ab. Turn your camera on, mate. Ab. Down here.
And hang on. Juno, come here.
Hey, this is what Mark Allen calls the shit show. Oh, Juno, oh, he's lovely.
She,
misgendered. Yeah, oh my God, the SJWs will be coming after me.
And
don't misgender.
Mila the cat, and Juno the dog.
Oh, I reckon Bello's going to go and get his cat. He's got a lovely cat. Should I go and grab mine?
No, your dog.
Yeah, go grab your pussy.
Yeah.
The cat's disappeared. I don't know where it is.
Actually, there was a joke. There was a joke that Chris Hemsworth said in Ghostbusters 2016. I did. Now, the joke was... I'm going to go and get my cat. Or it was something like, and the cat's name was my dog. The actual cat, you know, you remember when, what was his name, the fella from Jackass?
Johnny, your name is tattooed on my ass. Johnny,
remember that?
That was the craziest show ever. All right. Make sure you let it go.
Are you talking to us?
I don't know. I'm talking to whoever's listening. What a show. He actually walks out of the show to go do something. He's a host with the most.
He is.
All right. You were asking me a question offline, Uncle Rick?
No. What did I say? I can't remember. But no.
Rick, look at the...
Too late.
Beautiful. What a lovely dog. Hey, Juno. Come here. Can you see another doggy? Yeah. Yes, you can. Very clever.
What a noisy cat you got there.
We've got...
Yeah, Marcus had some issues this week.
And did it work?
No, he started off strong on Monday. I think we talked for 3 hours or 2 hours. Yep. And then he had some technical issues, he had some financial issues, he had some marital issues. Yeah, well, the COVID is putting a lot of stress and strain on people.
Oh, yeah, well, she's in the teaching game, right? And so her
industry is being destroyed. Teaching is being dismantled.
Absolutely, and especially in America, because they're looking at doing everything online. So why would you need 20,000 or 50,000 or 100,000 teachers if you can do...
You don't need teachers, you don't need principals, you don't need buildings, you don't need caretakers.
Absolutely.
You don't need police officers in all the high schools.
Oh,
there's so much you don't need.
Go on.
Can I tell you guys a story about today, what happened today, right? I live next door to a dentist, and he gets Star Trek Express bringing stuff all the time. And this morning, when he came to deliver a couple of parcels, there's his little kid with his little, the bright colored. And I went, why are kids that? And then I went, oh shit. Yeah. Because maybe he can't go to school are New South Wales schools open at the moment?
They've been open since
I kind of figured that maybe he was just, I don't know, he's about 5 or 6 years old. Anyway, I just thought, this thing going on in Melbourne is really pissing me off still. That's why I ring the COVID,
Why do you call Melbourne? Call Dan Andrews. Why do you call him?
I try, and they won't put me through to him. I'd love to talk to him.
I don't know why. Why do you put a secretary
even
on?
Why don't you record it? Can't get through to him.
It would be more interesting if you recorded your conversation. You should be able to access public officials.
Mm.
You've got...
Anyway, we'll see how this... Look,
why don't you get Tom Barnett or whoever... The Australian common law court guy is. I put links on my website. I know you read my website. Why don't you start firing off these letters and following up with them? It'd be fantastic. That would be something actually useful you could do. Write out these notices of liability, send them out. Australia is a common law country, and follow up.
You've got mail.
We want equity law. Not common law, not any other law, equity law.
Well, whatever you have,
there's
an Australian common law association.
I'm trying to set one up.
It exists. The guy was on Kevin and Ned's show. Go listen to the guy. I put the link on my website, fakeologist.com/blog. Call the guy up. And start firing off some of these letters. If you're really angry about it, do something about it. You got all day.
That's all right. None taken there, Ab. But yeah, what's it called? Frank promotes. Frank and Tom Barnett promotes is called.
Empowerment Solutions.
Now let me.
I thought it was Solutions Empowerment.
Empowerment. Okay, there you go. Let me just promote, I'm looking at, can you see it on the screen there? That's FakoTube, which I sponsor till November 1st. I was listening today, the bigvirushoax.com with Amanda Vollmer and Tom Barnett. Can you tell me something about Amanda Vollmer and Tom Barnett? I've only listened to 10 minutes of it.
I bet they're good, because he's got
brilliant.
A great voice, fantastic voice.
They play a kind of game show with her to start with to really ease things up. They really are very entertaining. I loved it.
Why don't you join the call one day? It's on Zoom.
Because I'm lazy?
Okay.
You're not that lazy.
Yeah, he did. Mike is kind of spontaneous, and he's a bit of an entertainer. He plays guitar, as you know. And he started a dating game. You know the dating game with whatever that guy's
exactly
funny host name was? And he wanted to see who she'd choose. Would she choose Brian, the quiet guy, or Tom, the bald guy? So it was actually cheeky, but it was good. It was interesting. It broke the ice.
Sure did. I'm looking forward to listening to the rest of it. It only goes for how long? Here we go. Thanks, Billy.
Did you ever watch that show? I'm sure you did.
I love the music. Beautiful.
Thanks, Bill. What's in your hand? Stole a snot.
Rick, Rollo, I invited Marcus on the show.
What do you got in your hand? Rick? Let's have a look.
Rollo, I invited Marcus on the show.
Let me read it. Bravo, brave new world! Brave new world!
Rollo, you're on the police this morning.
Oh. Rick just helped
Yo
him
ho!
Up. Thank you, Marcus.
I invited Marcus on the show, and he didn't want to come.
Oh, all over my face. There you go.
Oh, sorry.
Well, Marcus,
he won't.
What do you call last week's show a shit show? And I thought it was one of the best. What did you call it? Last week's
was a shit show, and if Marcus wants to join on Skype, I can patch him in from Skype. So he doesn't have to pull the Discord line about how Discord's the problem.
Thank you.
Yeah, really. And Bello, thank you for that work you did setting up a potential system. I'm going to...
Oh, yeah. That's one thing I was going to ask you about. Are you going to follow through on that? Is that something you like the look of?
Well, I didn't click on any of it yet, but whatever you said, okay. I'm probably gonna go with. I just haven't looked at it yet because I've been overwhelmed and all that kind of stuff.
I tried not to make it too high end professional because it would probably just end up running an arm and a leg to pay for. So I sort of went with the sort of top gaming performance level kind of thing. It's hard to tell because
Did you actually add it up? What did it add up to? I didn't even.
No, I didn't bother to check. But I was with each individual item. I was conservative in price, like looking for sort of that middle of the road, something that was considered good performance, but not exactly top of the line. It would be very easy to build a $10,000 system if you just had like free range.
Oh yeah, I don't want that. No, I appreciate that. Us Canadians, we always drive down the middle of the road. So if you said you did that, that'd be perfect. I don't want that.
Yeah.
I never want to get the latest. I want the one or
no,
two.
I think that was a good point too. That's so I went for the prior generation of socket and CPU.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be the latest, most expensive thing that's a bit experimental still, like they're still releasing drivers and fixing things, I'm on the prior generation, which is similar to what I spec to you. It was basically the same system I have, just slightly newer bits and pieces, but similar to what I bought in 2017.
That. Well, you have the knowledge, I don't, so you did it, I appreciate that, thank you so much. I will be trying to buy that and build that.
He's a very clever man.
Build that.
Yeah, I want to see like a fake video of you building the computer, like overhead camera, and we can see you assemble it all, that would be cool.
I can barely screw things in properly, so.
With that video card and CPU though, that should have more than the CPU has a built-in video encoder, and the, I specifically chose that once I've had that, and then it's got a discrete graphics card as well. So, you would have no problem running, like, OBS to do video at the same time you had a whole bunch of virtual audio cables or any number of things like that. So, it should be good for what you
want. Oh, that's what I want, because I have a lot of latency issues with my computer, and even Zoom. Zoom uses a lot of resources, I've noticed, and I really get a lot of popping on the audio. It's very annoying.
Mm.
Just glitching.
I offloaded all the audio to a separate system a while back, so my machine's not heavily dependent on for audio, but it still clocks up a fair bit of CPU once I'm running every little tool I have. But it copes okay. One thing I think you might want to double check though, the last item on the list, I specified a water cooler, like a radiator water cool for the CPU. That's something yeah. you may not want to get. I bought one and it lasted me about 3 years, but then the pump failed. So I ended up putting, I switched to air cooled instead. So it's something I spec, but maybe there's, I might send you a link to another, air cooled one that will probably give you a better lifespan. It just doesn't perform as well.
How do you know when the pump fails? Is there something that flashes or what happens?
Yeah, my machine immediately started overheating. Luckily, I'd already had this spare air cooler one on the, I had it in my box of parts that I bought knowing that I was going to need it someday, and then I just stuck that in as a replacement. But that works a lot nicer. It's like air cooled. It's like, you know, it's just fans. There's no, the water cool thing's probably a bit precarious. You're sort of expecting something to go wrong at some point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, once the thing starts overheating, how long do you have to shut it down, or does it shut itself down?
I think they just sort of crap out and shut themselves down if it gets too severe, but you don't want to run it that way. It can't be good for its life.
No, I know, but if I was away from the computer and the pump failed, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah, that's why you might want to go for air-cooled.
All right. Plus the leaky water. Wow, this has really turned into a tech show.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. In my dream,
I have a plan. And the biggest shout-out to me for FakeOTube.com. But yes. Bigger even than me.
Thank you, Rollo.
Bing! $611.
That's fantastic.
Amazing.
That's unbelievable.
Isn't it just?
Okay,
now we've got down there. Oh, he's turned his camera off. A producer. I'd like to do a rest in peace. Now, my week was rough. Dean Jones.
Oh, he's a cricketer.
Who?
A cricketer.
Dean Jones.
A cricketer.
There are two cricketers that I like in my life.
Two cricketers.
I'm not flipping you off. It's Dean Jones and David Hooks. David Hooks was murdered or killed by.
What?
Yeah.
Go, Rick.
He got. He got one on the side of the head when he wasn't looking, and he fell over.
And then went.
And heart attack with the other guy. 59.
Yeah, Dean Jones. 59!
Yeah, he would have been, you know what a cricketer gets up to? They don't play a lot of, they're not fit, and they drink a lot, etc. And he was pretty overweight, so it wasn't a surprise. 59's a long,
Sorry, Rick. There are three guys that I love, like, love. There was David Hook.
I love you. I love
he
you.
He was killed. Thank you, Bella.
Why did you
Dean Jones, because they were such flamboyant characters. And who's still alive that I really love? My favorite, Shane Warne. Please, Shane Warne, do not.
I knew it.
I love Shane Warne.
Yeah, but he's
like, he makes cricket so interesting. Who wanted to listen to Richie Beno or Greg Ritchie, who was the South African?
Greg Ritchie? No, Greg.
What about the other one that went, got him, gone, and just go, oh no, fuck that. I just love personalities and we've lost one this week. Dean Jones, rest in peace.
And he had a personality?
Massive.
Okay. Well.
They're ripping on him on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter. But they're, because he had a 10-year affair. Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck that he had an affair?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, it's no one else's business. Oh. Fuck you! You Twitter cunts! You're the reason that we're in the world that we are now. Yeah, thank you. It would be lovely if he came. Big shout out to Gold Skidmark. Hopefully you join us tonight. Well, anyway, there you go. There's their rest in peace. You're shaking all over the place there. So what are we going to move on to next? What's the next topic of conversation? All right. What are we... should we go back to COVID-19 or not? Did you guys see this whole... am I still on air? Hello?
Yes, of course you are. Of course you are.
Yeah. Oh, good. Everyone went quiet. Yeah, did you see what, now, someone had a go at, Orange Man Bad.
Hey.
I forgot his name. Would you believe it? I forgot his name.
Donald Trump. Thank you, Rick. Yeah. Thank you, Rick. he's been fantastic lately. Everything he says is...
Hasn't he just?
He goes, after the next election, I'm a psychologist listening, but the next election is on the 3rd of the 11th, so the 33. It's the opposite of
11-3. I'll ask Velocet to look this up. Now, Velo is a guy called John Talks on YouTube, and it's still up there, and it's fucking brilliant. John Talks. Yeah.
How do you spell his name?
J-O-H-N Talks.
Okay.
The latest one.
I was having trouble spelling John, but Talks, easy.
I thought the same way, Velo. We think the same.
T-A-L-K-S or T-O-R-Z? Like, what?
T-A-L-K-S.
You're all blockheaded bastard.
John what?
John Law.
Talks. T-A-L-K-S. You're right, mate.
Thank you.
it's so fun.
Mello and I thought exactly the same way.
He's a psychiatrist or a psychologist.
Rolly, you could be... Rolly, you're funny by accident, I think. Yeah. If you tried to be funny, you wouldn't be funny.
Yeah, no. It could be right. He's funny all...
You're right, Ab.
You're just
I'll give
funny
you all the freedom
which,
in the world.
Which video did you want?
The one where Donald Trump really gives it to someone ripped him on him, and it's so bloody funny. His comeback is so good, and that's why Donald Trump will win in November.
But his channel has lots of Donald Trump videos. I don't know which one you're talking about.
Look,
the latest one, mate.
Well, I will say this to anyone.
Trump slams Meghan Markle.
That's today, Meghan Markle.
Sorry, I'm getting a little drunk. Yeah. I'll find it on my tablet and I'll send it to you.
Getting a little drunk. You couldn't remember Donald Trump's name. Okay.
Good point. Well made.
Oh, Robo, you're such an easy target.
At least he's not nasty to people.
I agree.
Unless you call me a pedo.
Yeah, I'll shotgun you.
He's a lovable drunk.
Oh, by the way, there's a new video by...
You didn't get that,
and we
you didn't
do
get
like
that young boy out of your apartment, I hope.
Yeah.
What's his name, John?
No, there's a new guy called Friendly Geordie.
Friendly Geordie.
He's got a great new video, too. And I know, Valerie,
it's a bit, I know it'll work on here, but it's not bad. I listened to it the other day.
What's he about?
Velocity's a big fan of him as well, I believe. He's just a...
Yeah, but what's he about? Can you describe
him? I'm a big fan of him as a comedian. I'm going to explain it.
He's
a YouTube comedian in Australia who's been doing videos for maybe 5 or 6 years. I used to be into him like way back before I was even woke. Like I knew of him and he was doing all these like how Australians act in this situation. Like it was all like skit videos. The last 5 years, he's geared himself up to be very political and now he's taken aim at the whole bushfires and how it was handled by the politicians and he's calling them out and he's getting in fights with these politicians. And one thing he did... There's a politician, John Barilaro, who he said looks like Super Mario, and he's had this whole back and forth with him. this guy's got houses all over the place, paid for, you know, like, you know, typical politician dodgy deals or whatever. So he rented an Airbnb in this guy's house and went and had sex in every room in the house and did all these videos inside his house and then put it on YouTube.
Was anyone involved or was it by himself?
All right. Hey, guys. Bella.
Good point, Rick. Good point.
It's called Trump slams Meghan Markle.
I just said that.
Trump slams Meghan Markle.
He just said that.
No, we didn't.
I sent you the link to the air cooler app, but I'll play Trump slams Meghan Markle.
Thank you, Bella. Thank you, Rick.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of John Talks. Right now, we are talking about President Trump taking a shot at Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, and it's pretty funny. We're going to watch some of these videos, but they're being
more political theater, by the way.
Because they're urging Americans to vote. They don't even live here. They don't even live here, but they decided to put out a video urging us to vote. Can you believe that? What is wrong with these people? How out of touch can you be? You don't even live here, and you're trying to tell us what to do. Unbelievable. Let's watch this cringy video. And look it. I just want to point out, he's not taking up a majority of space in the chair. All right? Just give you a little exercise. I guess you could say in body language.
Man-flame.
But look at how Meghan is positioned. She's taking up more of the chair. Look at all of the space that she has on this side. And Harry seems to be a little squashed. He doesn't even have enough room to manspread. And she is taking up and dominating the space. Is that by accident? I don't think so. And what happened to Harry? What happened to this guy? Before, I viewed Harry as an alpha, and now he's went full beta. Meghan is running the show. She's wearing the pants, and he's just along for the ride. And it's a sad, thing.
Posting buys into negativity online, the effects are felt exponentially. It's time to not only reflect, but act.
Now, we're just 6 weeks out from Election Day, and today is National Voter Registration Day. Every 4 years, we are told the same thing, that this is the most important election of our lifetime. But this one is. When we vote, our values are put into action, and our voices are heard. Your voice is a reminder that you matter, because you do, and you deserve to be heard.
This election, I'm not going to be able to vote here in the U.S., but many of you may not know that I haven't been able to vote in the UK my entire life. As we approach this November, it's vital that we reject hate speech, misinformation, and online negativity.
So as we work to reimagine the world around us, let's
cancel
challenge ourselves to build communities of compassion.
Tonight reminds us of how important it is to watch out for each other, to care for each other, and to inspire each other.
Oh, gosh. Harry. They've got to read in those lines. It's just so sad. It's so sad to see what Harry's become. But Trump wishes Prince Harry luck, and I'm gonna show you this video because it's pretty funny.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle chimed in on the U.S. election and essentially encouraged people to vote for Joe Biden. What did you get your reaction to that?
I'm not a fan of hers, and I would say this, and she probably has heard that. But I wish a lot of luck to Harry. She's going to need it. But
orange, red, red!
Good on him, man. Good on him.
I wish her a lot of luck.
Good,
that's
good
a
political theater.
Response.
Good, yeah. Good political theater. Good entertainment. That's entertainment for you. All nonsense.
Absolutely.
None of it is relevant to the price of tea in China, honest to God.
Oh, come on, Ab.
It's bread and circuses.
Psychologist, can I urge you, as a regular podcast listener, and anyone that's interested in politics,
listen to
the latest 21st Century Wire podcast about, it's called The Color Revolution.
Tell us why.
Because he says what possibly could happen in November on the 3rd. He said that it's a color revolution that you've seen acted out for the last 50 years on media. You know, the same way they took out Iran, Iraq, various other spots. And he said,
what color are we talking about?
I would say it's orange, didn't you? This one. They keep mentioning the color. But anyway, he is on the money with 100%. He said that he reckons that what's going to happen, that Trump's going to win it on the day, and that the media are going to jump on board with the Democrats and say that they need postal votes to come in, and they're going to just rev it up and start a big, the same thing, the same exact
message. Can I say something, though?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Of course you can.
As far as I know with elections and how votes work, you could count 10% of the votes in any jurisdiction at any time and see, you could see the ratio. The ratio does not change the more you count. If, for instance, if it looks like it's 2-1 for a candidate, if you just count the next 90%, it won't change. So yeah, you could easily say that every vote counts, but that's, you could declare a winner in every jurisdiction by just counting 10% because of the ratio. So it won't make any difference if you count another 100,000 because the ratio will stay the same of who is going to win. That's
right.
That's well known. That's not magical.
Well, what they're going to do, though, this is a technique. They're going to use the same technique they used in Russia. They've used the same technique in Iraq and Iran over the years, is that despite the popular vote being obvious to everybody, the media is going to step in and say, well, we need postal votes. And make all these excuses up. And
it won't make a difference.
Chaos will come in. Well, I don't think any of the doom
that they're predicting is going to happen. And people always forget this. They're always forecasting doom. It never comes.
Well, okay. Past value.
Can I say something?
Past value needs to say something.
Past value, welcome.
I'm just saying there's a lot of stuff out there in the media right now that supports what Rick is saying. About, there's this thing called the Transition Integrity Project.
That's TIP.
And they're already saying that exactly what Rick is saying. It'll look like it. They call it a red mirage. It'll look like Trump wins by a landslide, but as time goes on, it'll turn out that it was Biden. And so, I mean, this is this is the message that's being inserted into the media by them now.
Yeah.
It's coming from a lot of different places.
And they're using the guy that's in charge of the media is Colin Powell's offsider. He's a general, or he was an ex-general or military man who is running the military, and he is suggesting to
Condoleezza Rice.
No, it's another. It's a man.
Condoleezza Powell.
Yeah. It's a.
Could I just say? I don't want to influence others, but I went out of my way to vote again, and my vote for Donald Trump is in the mail.
You need to understate a little more.
That's fucking awesome, Ab.
Yeah, well,
I will take a picture. I will give you a clip. I didn't get a chance, but I'll do a screenshot of the ballot, and it's no proof that I voted, but it's just as much proof as I want to give that I have the ballot, and it's gone in the mail 6 weeks early, so there's no excuse. I'll actually track it to make sure they got it, and if they didn't get it, I'll send it in again.
Well, you know, the mail's being run by other people these days.
The mail is another phony baloney.
Did you guys see that thing where who tweeted? Someone had a MAGA cap. It was that Jamie Lee Curtis tweeted because a mail truck was on the back of a because it broke down. She said, "Such a lefty." Is that lefty, you guys? Or is that less?
Well, Rolo, nothing you said is explaining what's funny.
It was just Jamie Lee Curtis.
Go find the picture and put it in the live stream show notes because nobody knows what you're talking about.
I would encourage you to listen to the last podcast by 20th Century Wire.
All right.
Says this is possibly going to happen on November the 4th, because, I mean, obviously, you know, look, I mean, Ab, you know the 3-1-1, and now they're doing the 1-1-3 here. And so, obviously, something's going to happen on that day.
But let me be clear. I don't believe in voting. I think voting is just political theater. I do it anyway. I know I'm participating in nonsense.
Yeah, an illusion.
If voting matters, I do it mainly to rile up my family, because they're all going out of their way to vote, to cancel my vote. I know they are. They actually asked me how to vote, and I said, I forget. You go figure it out yourself. Anyway.
So if voting mattered, you would actually tell your family you were voting for someone, that they were going to counteract your vote, and that would actually count for more votes than your own vote, yeah?
Hold on.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Original Simulant from Central Florida. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Danger Russ.
Big shout out to Dangerous. Keep going, fella.
He has a podcast. They have a podcast called Popularity Contest on YouTube. What's it called? The other guy's name is Nathan. Or
Willows.
Willows. Yeah.
They launched their career on Hoax Syndicate, and now they've got their own YouTube channel.
I thought they launched their career on Fakeologist.
No, probably originally. Hoax Syndicate.
I'm just
encouraging people to listen to 21st Century Wise latest.
Yeah. You know,
and what possibly could happen after the election.
But Rick, is he a fakeologist? Because I turn him off because I don't think he is. He's not even close.
Maybe not a fakeologist. No. But they've peddled
a lot.
Would you like to hear the?
Listen to him.
Yes.
Go ahead.
We can hear the vaccine wrap I put together from those guys.
All right. Let's
hey, everybody. Phil here. We've written a little song to teach you about how cool vaccines really are. So we'll just somebody lay that beat down for me.
Oh, this is a popularity contest. That was Patrick Henningsen.
Listen up, kid. My name is Billy G. If you want to be strong, you should listen to me. There's bad people out there calling anti-vax. If you want to learn something, just listen to my raps. Melinda's up next. She's got something to say. Melinda, take the mic. I'll get out of your way.
Hey, my name's Melinda, but you can't call me Mel. Don't believe your mama. The teacher's with me, Mel.
Whoa. Melinda, what was that? What was that?
I'm keeping it funky fresh.
Okay, could you clean up a little bit?
Oh, yeah, totally. My bad, doggy.
Okay. Anyway. Needles seem scary, but they can make you feel good. We passed them out for years, all over your hood. There's lots of good people all over TV telling you the facts that will make you healthy. Step on up, Mel. You're just in time. Educate the kids with your vaccine rhymes.
Suck on my dick and get some shots. If your mama says no, just call the fucking cops. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, rock. Take that oral vaccine like you're taking my cock. I got a big ass. My pussy is fat too. I'm a sporting motherfucker.
Melinda, what are you doing?
I know what the kids like, Bill. I'm hip. I'm down. Just give it a chance.
Fine.
Come on.
Okay, go ahead.
I got my gun out. My finger on the trigger. If you don't get the vax, I'm gonna blast on you.
Melinda, dear God, Melinda. What? Jesus Christ.
Oh, the N-word. Hey, by the way. Is that Ab backing up? With his big fat ass? Flypodcast.com, fakeologist.com, fakeotube.com. Yeah. That was awesome. I couldn't rap better myself. This one's right for me, so everybody just follow me. So it feels so empty without me. Where is he these days, Slim Shady? Are you guys... Billy? Hello?
Hello.
Hello. What did you think of that tune?
Fantastic. Was that Will Lewis who did that whole thing? Am I coming through?
Yeah, you're coming through fine. Here, this sounds...
Original Stimulant and Will Lewis.
Yeah, it's very good.
Okay.
Very good.
Very good. Very creative guys.
Thank you, Ray.
They're both from the same state. They work together. That's great.
But anyway,
John C. Dvorak and Adam what's his
Curry.
Name again? Yeah.
Yeah.
They work together. Yeah. That's right. And we work together. This is the Saturday Night Crew.
It is.
Yeah.
And
so
Uncle
Odd
and I work together on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Uncle Odd.
That was fantastic, by the way. Fantastic. The latest one you did. I mean, he likes to produce, and he's fantastic, Uncle Odd. I'm starting to get used to his producing. It's fantastic.
That's good.
Yeah,
we've got IPS joining the show. IPS is joining
us
on Sunday.
What does he like to call himself? He likes to call himself Tim Osman. Tim Osman.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he likes to call himself Tim Osman, right?
Yeah.
And he's fantastic. And he's getting like 5,000 views. Like when I click on live and I go, wow, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing that
he
gets
5,000 views.
When he's live streaming. Yes. Well, this ends.
I've never seen numbers that high, but yeah, he gets a few
people.
Let's have a look.
Hold on.
It's hard to tell because he spreads himself over 500 different channels and gets deleted every week, so really hard to keep track of what his numbers could be. But he actually live streams on FakoTube as well, by the way.
Yes, I noticed that too. It's good if I get you.
All right, I have some news about the app.
Sure.
Paid for a FakoTube app for Android and Apple. Now, I remember why I hate Apple so much is because they put their apps through the ringer to make sure they fit their 5 million guidelines. And I've already been roadblocked by Apple. The Google one went through, which I thought it might, but the Apple one is being stopped at the border because the website has too much COVID material that is contrary to the WHO. So the developer actually sent me a message saying, because the developer turned commenting and chat off FakoTube while he was applying for the Apple Store, and he thought that would help. But we got a message back from the Apple Store that said, you got too much material on COVID.
Thank you, Bella.
So the developer said to me, can you just take all the COVID videos off? And I said, every video is a COVID video. So
that's
I don't
the point of the site.
Exactly. So he said, yeah, maybe I'll put a video of a cat video and while they approve it. But that's a waste of time because if they go back or get one complaint, they'll pull the app. So it looks like I'll have to get my money back for the Apple one. The Google one is okay because I can host that on my own site and anyone who wants can install it. But the Apple one, he's telling me he can't give me a file because the way the Apple apps work, which is bizarre, is he has to take the source code and shoot it right into the Apple Store and they compile it. It's crazy. So for the Apple app, so I can't put it on my site and have people install it manually and then try and get it into their phone. So it looks like the Apple is actively censoring for content, which of course has nothing to do with the integrity of the software of the phone, which is the whole reason they're careful with what they let into the App Store. So Apple actually censors the material. They don't care about the integrity of the app, it's more what is the app going to bring onto the phone, which is insane. It's completely against what they should be licensed for, or it's it's another reason to never use an Apple product. Now, I'm not saying Google is this great alternative, because they have been known to pull apps. For instance, they've pulled the podcast app, Podcast Addict, the number one app for Android, because his podcast player had some anti-COVID podcasts, again, which is ridiculous, because he doesn't go through the material of the 10 million different podcasts that you can bring in to his program. So that was insane, but he was knocked away off the Play Store for at least a week. And being number one, that probably cost him some money. But I think he got back on, but there's another example of censorship that's completely beyond the scope of these stores. So Ab, be very wary of these bastards.
I want to ask a question now as far as the COVID stuff. If there was an actual pandemic where people were really getting sick, do you think we'd need, like, all this media and everything to let us know that that was happening? Would we be able to
no,
be
because
some kind
see
of
it all around
not
us,
realizing
we?
There was a pandemic going on? Would it be possible?
Of course not.
Right. So it seems like that's what it's more about, was them to be able to keep the messaging on point so that everybody knows that there's a pandemic. Otherwise, we wouldn't. It's the only way we know.
Listen,
I mean,
the COVID Great Reset. I call it the Great Coronavirus Hoax Reset. It's all about restructuring a centralized authority to take care of the entire world economy. It's the Sovietization of the economy. It's nothing. It supersedes politics. It supersedes political structures. It's all about running the world's economy from a central authority, an unelected central authority, somewhere in Europe, most likely Switzerland, wherever they want to hang out and feel safe. These absolute power-hungry bastards. They want to get rid of free enterprise and have a managed communistic type totalitarian economy. That's the purpose. They're already transitioning, by the way, and this is going to happen because this is a 10-year program we're in. This is not 1 week, 1 month, half a year. It's a 10-year transition. It's almost an entire half a generation. It might even be 20 years, which is considered a generation.
Or 19.
And they are going to destroy the economies that are most open and most free enterprise, and that would be the United States, obviously, more than any other country, and rebuild it as a technocracy. Now, like I said, they're already transitioning from the COVID, the ice age farmer who focuses on food. I just posted this on my blog, fakeologist.com/blog this morning.
Fakeologist.
And the Ice Age farmer has basically already stated it's going already from a COVID to a climate lockdown. Because what they're saying now is, well, now we know people will lock down all over COVID, and they're saying, wow, do you see the benefits to the climate this has had? Because, of course, nobody's flying, nobody's driving.
A day.
Nobody's doing much of anything. And the environment is just flourishing. The bees are flying, the birds are singing, the world is moving back into the utopia. So they're going to say, well, we're just going to do a climate lockdown now. So the transition, well, they think it's smooth, has been very, very rough, if you ask me. So that's what they're transitioning to, because now they know people will listen, and now that they're suitably afraid of this boogie virus, which, by the way, they will keep this lie going as long as people believe it, which unfortunately could be forever. I'm really disappointed, but not surprised, by my fellow...
Santa's always out of an overkill!
Santa's always out of an overkill! Okay, so I'm looking at fakeotube.com. Hey, this guy isn't going away. This will not end. Watch the latest September 16, 2020 video. Bernard Coleman, get a clue what you're in the middle of. That's freaking awesome! I get Vinny Coleman up here. I want to book him. Rick.
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think you're talking about Vernon Coleman, who is on brandnewtube.com.
He's fantastic.
And I pull most of his videos over to Facebook.
Yeah, who hey, Rick.
This is
not
a broadcast tonight, is it? You know,
No.
Thank you for that, Bella. Hey, yeah, Vernon Coleman, he kept saying, screw YouTube. Yeah, and that's why Tom Barnett was like, yeah, that's right. Hey, Rick, turn your camera back on, man. Oh, shite. There we go. There you are. Keep going, Rick. What are you going to say about Vernon Coleman? And sorry about the cutting.
VernonColeman.com is his website. You can go right to his website. All his videos are transcribed, so if you don't like to listen, you can read.
Oh, I think
I doubt Google.
I don't care what anyone says. I love it.
Yeah,
fantastic show. Yeah.
I'm not doing jazz hands.
Fantastic.
He's a little mysterious about his stance on vaccines. I really am puzzled
look,
by
look,
it.
Look. He says some good stuff. I think he says some good stuff.
Yeah, but that doesn't change what I just said. What
the
is his stance on vaccines? Because I'm not sure if he's a pro-vaccine or not. He's very cagey about that.
Yeah, I think someone said that he is pro-vaccine.
I listened to all his stuff. He was a little bit wishy-washy at the beginning, but the same as Dave Cullen from Computing Forever.
No,
Dave Cullen today said that COVID-19 is a hoax.
Okay, Rollo, calm down. You're not coming across well in this form. Just calm
Dave
down.
Dave Cullen.
Talk
from
normally.
Computing Forever.
You're wrecking yourself.
Thank you, Bella. Thank you, Bella.
Thank you, Bella. Yeah, no, I think...
You don't translate when you're yelling, Rollo.
I like Dave Cullen, and I love Vern, but I have heard Vern's pro-vaccine, and I heard Dr. Batar is pro-vaccine.
Well, he said it himself.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're controlled opposition as far as I can tell.
I'll still
listen to Vern, because he's railing against them. He summarizes everything pretty well every time.
Yeah.
But let's just keep that in mind. We can still listen to people, but let's keep it in mind. He's going to slip in a vaccine here and there.
Absolutely. Look, I don't censor anything I listen to. I let my own mind censor what I'm hearing. And if I hear them suddenly say something about, like, especially if it's like, you know, planes went into the buildings in 911.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's a sign. You need to be very wary if they're going to do, if they're that stupid, that's an indication.
That's probably why I stopped listening to 21st Century Wire, because those guys are just too on board with the official stories. So I had to censor them out of my own mind. I didn't want to waste time listening to people that believe in every official psyop.
Can't do that. Yeah, that's true.
Other people to listen to. I'd rather listen to fakeologists go on and on about this and that, because at least I know
their mindset. You'd rather listen to yourself.
Yeah, yes. Well,
and
why not?
No, I don't. I don't listen to myself, actually. But I'd rather
Ab, you did post on FakoTube the other day. A wonderful video where it was a doctor where he goes, and he did the whole setup of how we're going to take vaccines. Can you tell me, do you remember who he was? I can't remember his name.
No, because I have no idea, as usual, what you're talking about.
Dr. Batar?
Tim O'Shea.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Tim O'Shea?
Yeah, Tim O'Shea!
Oh my God! My ears.
Come on, tell us. Tell us about him.
Really, I'm trying to go to sleep.
Sorry, Mrs. Ellisette.
Sorry, Mr. Ellisette.
I'm gonna have to dial Rollo down a bit.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist audio chat on Fakeologist.com.
Fakeologist. One of us wakes up. It's not supposed to happen, but it does.
Tim O'Shea will come on the Uncle Lodge show, or we put an invitation out for him, and Uncle Lodge's really good at getting people on the Zoom call.
Yeah, you're going to get him on.
He definitely speaks very, very well. He's got this whole thing figured out to a T, to a Tim, which, you know, his name is Tim, so obviously he has a huge advantage over others in terms of intelligence.
Because you're obviously. Nice, Tim.
Yeah. So good on him. He speaks total sense. He hasn't said one thing that I can think of that is controlled opposition territory, so
I like angry doctors. He's an angry doctor, and he knows what a farce this is.
He's very peaceful, actually. He's angry, but
I feel the anger inside.
Yeah,
I feel the anger inside.
Yeah.
Feel it. I enjoyed that on FakoTube like you wouldn't believe. That Tim O'Shea guy. What a guy. What a guy.
You're fine.
He's like up there with Dave Cullen. Dave Cullen from Ireland. What a guy.
All right.
Over to you, Rick.
Rollo, you're off the rails again. Rollo, you've been off the rails. You better switch up.
What a good man. Hey, Bellicet, am I the good man? What's that? Oh, have I been kicked off again? I can still hear the crickets. Let's do some shout-outs. Okay, Uncle Lud, John LeBon, Gold Skidmark, Bellicet, Rick obviously is here. Ab.
Blah, 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 well, bling, 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 blah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, John.
Bella said you're so funny.
You are so funny. And who else am I missing?
He's so funny. He is totally funny.
Keep going, Rick. Help me out.
No. You keep going. I'm just roaming around.
Oh! You're going to leave me in a vacuum.
No.
You're going to leave me in a vacuum, you motherfucking... Kiwi cunt.
What do you want about? I'm just roaming around.
Roaming around all... Yeah, fucking sheep, no doubt. What's she up to? Have you been checking her out? What's she up to? Tell me.
I'm here.
Yeah, what's she up to? You're New Zealand Prime Minister. What's she up to?
I'm sorry. I don't even want to know what she's up to. I mean, look, she's just a pain in
the ass. Okay.
She's a pain in the ass. Yeah.
Well, big black cock is a big pain in your ass.
Open up, Chef Mum.
No. I've got so many bloody
tell us about your hat.
Why they think I'm racist? Well, I'm not racist.
No,
I just hate niggers. Why the hell is that? Why is that racist?
It's just, you know, you're saying a joke.
The show's petered into a stop after an hour, which is unusual. So then you pull out the racist material to get it going again.
Oh, dear.
Look,
tell us about your hat. Tell us about your hat, Rob.
Oh, this.
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, my old mate.
What's
his
name
again? I think his name was.
Guy.
Let me think.
Guy.
No, I don't think so. No. What's his real name? Do you want me to dox him?
Yeah.
It was Guy. Hey, Elliot. Yeah, I never dox anyone. Look, he ripped me off. He ripped me off, but let me tell you the truth. I had a wonderful time in Colombia. I'm glad that I got back here to Australia just before this COVID nonsense
Yeah. You could have been living with him all this time.
Oh, no! That would be hell!
Okay, Rollo, Rollo, I think you better exit stage left. You're too much tonight.
Oh, you tell me to fuck off? All right.
No. Yes,
okay.
You're
right.
Really...
Okay,
you're
one
really,
song
you're,
before we go.
Just say goodnight. Say goodnight, Dick. That's enough.
Good night, Dick. Good night,
goodbye,
Dick. There you go. Look at that.
Goodbye, Joe. Goodbye, Joe.
Goodbye, Joe. Hey, Joe, could you play a little bit of Black Sabbath, the dub mix that oh, God, Ricky sent me, and I love it. Can we have a little bit of that?
How would I have it? I'll play that, and then you can retire.
All right.
You need to send me the link, though. Doesn't
yeah.
help that
send,
you
oh,
send you the link.
Oh, no, it's done. Rick, can you send the link?
Rick,
roll out. Send him the link.
It's Black Sabbath dub. What's it called? I forgot. It's the best COVID-19 song you could ever listen to. And it's, you know, if you're in a nightclub or whatever.
What's the original Black Sabbath song?
I'll find it.
It's called War Pigs. War Pigs, sorry. It's called War Pigs,
yeah, but
sorry.
That War Pigs dubstep.
By Black Sabbath. War Pigs dubstep.
I'll find it.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. Yeah, I'm a bit drunk. It's coming. I know it is. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fucking best producer in the world, Bella said. I will stay online.
There's three different dubstep versions of that song, see, so now I need to know which one specifically.
Holy Christ. All right. The top one.
Why is it Holy Christ? That's a perfectly legitimate thing. Several people have done remixes of War Pigs in a dubstep theme, so... It'll take you 5 minutes
Rick,
of the song to realise whether
hey,
it's the
Ricky,
one you want
hey,
or not.
Hey, Ricky, tell him that.
Yeah.
Tell him which one you want. The one you sent me. We see the two sons or whatever in, like in the first Star Wars movie. There we go! FakeOranges.com.
That was the image art for it.
FakeOranges.com. Yeah. Cocaine. Oh man, I've done so much coke tonight. Too much coke. I'm not talking sober. I've had a bottle of bloody whiskey tonight. Sort a few fucking lines of coke. For fuck's sake.
Brilliant.
I'm so drug fucked tonight. Hey! Shit balls, Batman. I would be well glad that Ab won't put any of this air.
This isn't a drunk cast tonight, is it? You know,
No.
Oh,
you wake up naked with God knows is somebody's house. Who the fuck house am I in?
Just like witches at black masses. Evil minds at plot destruction. Sorcerers of death destruction.
Oh, Lord.
Turning, death and hate to mankind.
watch mine. Oh, la, la.
Cocaine. I've had a few splits and lines and everything tonight, so... Shit balls, Batman. Hey!
Who are you fucking?
Now I'm going to play with my willy and think of you.
Oh my God! Thank you, Melon.
Pycoshoot.com. Pycoshoot.com.
Thank you.
Let's
have give a good night.
Credence where credence. No, let's
have
give
a good
credence
night.
Where, no, no. Let's give credence.
Have
where
a credence great night. You've been great tonight. I think you should switch back to wine. I don't think vodka does you any favors.
Take
care.
Bella, give credence where credence due. Who did that? Who did that mix?
Credence where credence is due. That would be Alexander Markovic.
Yeah.
Fucking Alexander Markovic. That has got to be one of the best. Oh, fucking Warpix. Yeah, well
love,
done.
I love it too. It's fantastic.
Oh, fucking gold.
This vodka Red Bull thing.
Yeah.
India.
All right, I'll be quiet from now on.
Right.
No, he's not going.
Fuck off.
Well, who's going to talk? Who's going to talk if he goes? Come on, be honest.
Well, we'll just end it then. That's fine.
No, I didn't. I'm still here.
All right. Good night.
I'm still a bit of a shadow. There you go. Arr.
Arr. You blockheaded bastard.
Oh, thank you, John Lord. Hey, hey, Bello. I mean, we never went through when... Let's play a little bit of my conversation with John Lord, and then when you came in on afterwards. Is that boring?
No, it's not boring.
No,
so,
but the show, I think that's the role, that's enough. In case you didn't get the message, that's enough.
All right, what have you got? Hey, Ab, what have you got to say?
Rollo, good night.
Yeah.
What?
Good night.
You know, you need to replace conversation with conversation. So what are you going to
do? Come on. Do it.
I can't start while you're here, though. Don't you understand?
I'll
be quiet.
Surely. Yeah, he'll sit in the corner. Rollo, sit in the corner, please. It's in the naughty corner. Not bad. I like you, Cat.
Well, anyway, Rick, you can tell me about some of the things you're listening to. Besides,
is it the puppy dog looks he's doing on the webcam?
Yeah, I've got dogs.
Yeah, I'm not looking on the webcam.
I've got dogs and cats begging to be fed. Again, you've already been fed. Go away, leave me alone. I told you, I thought 21st Century Wire. I listened to Oz and. Infinite Plane put 3 podcasts up tonight, which were very good. Very good. He's been off all week, and now all of a sudden there's 3 new podcasts. IPS, I'm impressed. Very impressed. Thank you. What's his name? Tim. Thank you, Tim. Yeah, and I'll be listening to lots of stuff.
All right, very good.
Yeah, IPS, their latest, his latest stuff's good, fantastic. That's all I can say. And who else have I listened to?
I listened to Uncle Odd, two or three shows at least.
Hey, this is Uncle Odd here. Thank you for listening.
Excellent.
Fantastic,
man. Excellent.
Hey, Uncle Odd, way to go. Good
and
morning.
Uncle, yeah, hey, I've enjoyed all your shows.
Oh, Uncle Odd is here. I thought that was a drop. Hey, Uncle Odd, how are you?
I'm good, Ab. Thank you. Good morning. Yeah.
Uncle Odd!
Good morning,
sir. Yeah,
hey, man.
It's Uncle Odd, it's too bad you missed Rollo. He just left the show.
Oh that's too bad.
Maybe I did.
I'm just driving out of my neighborhood, and I can tell there's a hell of a lot of people that don't tune into real news because I'm seeing about half of them outside still wearing their mask after lifted the ban.
Same today, and I've been in Sydney. It's mask city. There's at least 50%.
Yeah, Uncle Odd, can you tell us exactly what DeSantis did yesterday? Because even the boys on the big virus hoax call who live in Florida didn't even hear it. So what happened?
Yeah, sure.
Are you talking about Brian Root and Mike Singer?
Hold on.
Brian Root and Mike.
Hi, 10-0-4-0-8, Carolina Cherry, and I work for Turf Cutters.
You're very quiet, Uncle Odd. Louder.
Turn it up. Up.
Okay, guys, sorry. I just had to, there's a shortcut through the neighborhood, and I asked the guy who cuts my lawn, I know he cuts lawns in here, and so I asked him if I could come work for him, so I just had to give them my code and tell them I work for Turf Cutters so that I could shave off about 15 minutes on my trip to where I'm going. Sorry about that.
Your neighborhood also needs a couple extra cell towers as well.
Yeah. Regarding Governor DeSantis, based.
Todd.
Florida.
Let's do a take two.
Yes. Yeah.
Todd. Do a take two. Everything you said from the very beginning. Do a take two. Come on, man.
I'll take two if you can hear me. If you confirm that you can hear
me.
Yep.
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
We can't. Definitely.
Okay. So Governor DeSantis lifted the executive order, lifted the bans on masks, the bans on restaurants being at 50% capacity. They're now full capacity.
Yeah.
And you know, it's an election season, so I smell that, you know, Florida has usually voted Republican. They voted red, and I'm thinking that this is such a contentious topic that maybe strategically Trump really needs Florida as a state. So I think by making this move, this at least gets us through the elections. And by the time that the elections are over, then I'm hoping that our notice of liability letters, that initiative we're working on, will be fully executed, and they will have received them and have to think twice about whether they're going to basically bow down to the New World Order again and reissue these mandates.
Excellent. I got this right.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
We're here with
who else are we here with
Uncle Odd now. How do we find Uncle Odd? Is it fakeotube.com?
Shame.
We're here with Rick also, and we're also with Bella said, our wonderful producer. Keep going, Uncle Odd.
Oh, I just wanted to say hi to Rollo. Hello, Rollo.
Hmm.
I thought he left.
I'm still on camera. Hey, Uncle Odd, turn your camera on. Let's have a look at you.
I'm driving, guys, so I can't.
Oh, okay. That's all right. That's fine. You're coming through clear as well. So I don't want to get in the way. So keep going what you were talking about. Hey, Uncle Odd, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Don't call me sir. Please do not call me sir. But anyway, it's okay. What's your favorite song in the world? In the world.
Oh, my God. My favorite song in the world.
It's coming through. It's going to come through when you say it.
Oh, my
favorite song at the moment, then. How about your favorite song at the moment?
Wang Tang, Sweet Poon Tang, baby.
Wang Tang, Sweet Poon Tang. I'm sure. Is it coming up?
Wang Tang, Sweet Poon Tang.
Who sung it, dude?
Ted Nugent.
Come on, Bello. Give it to us. Wang Tang. Give us some.
Give me a little of that.
Bye.
Don't worry, it's coming right up.
Don't worry.
That's it.
There you go. FakeOldsIs.com.
Belichick, you're so funny.
When I got laid for the first time, that was playing. So that's why I like it.
Oh, tell us that story. What was that? What did it feel like when you first got laid? What did it feel like?
I felt guilty.
Guilty of what?
Then I lowered myself.
Where's your ticket?
Because I lowered myself, man. Wasn't that cute?
How old were you? Hey, how old were you?
I was 14.
14, and how old was the young lady that you made love to?
She was 15.
15, there you go.
They started me on the other stuff.
Well, in Australia. In Australia, we make the, it's about 17, but there you go.
What happened to the U.S. being all conservative?
I didn't get laid till 21 before I got my end in.
Wow. No.
Of course I'm so ugly. Look at his face. You see it?
That's why I don't get laid. We had to start practicing early because we're just not quick studies. So that's all.
All right, let's go serious now.
All right.
There was a movie called Cuties or Minette.
Get off this cuties thing. You've done this 3 weeks in a row. Over cuties.
All right.
Roll, I thought you were leaving.
All right, move on from that. Calm down, Ed. Now, let's talk about...
Calm down.
I've got a valid point.
What is the age of consent?
Valid.
What is the age of con? What do you think?
I don't think this show's going there.
Is it 16 or 17?
You can say whatever you want.
The age of consent, 16.
Yeah.
I think it might be 18. Legal. 18 for in the bum. I don't know.
I don't know. It's been a long time since I've thought about it, guys. I haven't had to be too concerned about it. So.
Yeah. It's weird at 55, isn't it, to be worried?
Yeah, exactly. All I know is my wife still consents, and I'm grateful. Shout out to Yana.
Oh, and that beautiful, hey, big shout out to your beautiful dog.
Oh, oh my God.
What's the dog's age of consent?
Samuel Jackson.
His age of consent was 18 months, which, you know, in dog years, that's probably about the time I got laid. I don't know.
Okay. Now, would you both, I know this is a bloody boring topic, but Joaquin Phoenix, would you guys like to see another two Joker movies?
Two what?
Joker, you know, the movie Joker?
Oh,
I think they should do one every year. Every year would be fine with me.
The last one was so horrible, I just couldn't stand it.
What?
What are you talking about?
It reminded me a lot about 2020.
Yeah, no shit. And when I watched it literally in London a year ago, around my birthday. I went to London around my birthday's October 12th, and my wife sent me there for a week to go watch a Tampa Bay football game that was being played over there. She's a wonderful woman. And I went to that movie there all excited, and I walked in, and I'm like, I walked out thinking, I can never get that 2 hours back again. That was the worst movie I've ever seen. I don't know why.
The only scene I liked in it was when the midget dude couldn't get out the door, and he was freaked out, but then he had to
ask for
the guy to
open the
door.
What was his name? He goes, so, all right.
Good night, Rollo.
He's
and Uncle Odd.
Yes,
Uncle
sir.
Odd's come out of nowhere. He's a guy who, his name used to be Heroes. He showed up on Fakeologist. He's a member of John Le Bon, and then he starts a YouTube channel and wants to put his heart into the production of interviewing all the people from the scene. Where do you guys see this show going?
Very good.
What's your goal, Uncle Odd?
Very good question. It's like any new business that you launch. What you think it is when you launch it is by no means what it evolves to be usually. So no matter what we wanted it to be, I just wanted it to be because I like this truth scene a lot. And I just kind of wanted to have the opportunity to speak with I call them tip of the spear researchers within the truth movement and content providers. And not only the go-tos, the usual suspects, but other people who are not necessarily, big on the scene yet, but they're just creating good content. So that was the goal. Ab was kind enough to A, encourage me, and B, agree to participate once a week with me, just because he is such a great, it's kind of a yin.
It doesn't matter what it is. All that matters is our plan.
I can't.
It doesn't matter who we are. All that matters is our plan. The fucking face masking thing is fucked up. I watched Uncle Odd. I watched the other day a live stream where they went through Universal Studios, and every motherfucker over there was all masked up, breathing in their own carbon dioxide.
That's very interesting. So when you do these calls, you're doing them on Zoom, right?
Yes, I am.
How do you get that into YouTube?
Okay, so when you have a Zoom Pro account, which I think is like $24.95 a month, it's either $19.95 or $24.95. It allows you to click on the three buttons at the bottom, and it says go live on YouTube. It is that easy.
Okay.
And then
some of the suggestions I sent you for video improvement were based on using OBS. I didn't know they had a feature to put Zoom onto YouTube.
And as I've probably frustrated Ab, and I really do appreciate Velocet, any constructive counsel you have. It's just one of those things that I have a lot of shit going on in my life, and when I have something that works. It may not be the best, but my goal is just to get the content out there. So,
better to hit the ground running.
One day when I grow up, maybe I'll have time to be able to really kind of reconfigure and think it through and do it better. But right now it works, and I just think we're at a sprint right now. I think these
fuckers in the New World Order, whoever they are. They mean business. They're not going to take their boot off our neck. So I think to our best to the best of our abilities, if we could just get content out there and start having conversations that may spark others. I mean, that's what's been cool about what I believe our channel has been. You know, we went from one conversation with Tom Barnett where during that call I said, hey, if there's anyone in America who is also knows their shit about this common law stuff, will you please email me? Well, that resulted in an email from this guy named Nate who introduced me to this guy named Robin, and then we have had two shows now on it.
Yeah, they formed your next few interviews.
Yeah, exactly. And I had a guy in the comments this morning. I was reading the comments, and there's this guy who was suggesting another line of approach. And I'm like, you know what? I don't understand a damn thing you just said, but it really intrigues me. Would you be open to coming on the show? And I haven't heard back because I did that like 15 minutes ago. But, you know, that's the kind of thing. I'm just going to allow the show to become what it becomes. And because I have no motive in that I want it to be a giant show or I want it to be X or Y or I want to be the new man on the true scene, I don't. It's just all I want to do is put out content and as much as anything, have it be a repository for myself to be able to go back to in a year and say, hey, that was my thinking back then. Did I have it right or did I have it wrong? And so that's really it. That's all, guys.
Yeah. Did you figure out who the Prometheans are? Are you mirroring the content, Ab, that Uncle Odd posts on YouTube?
Yeah, usually. Yeah.
Now, you're taking place in the Uncle Odd FakerTube show, as well as doing your monthly calls with Marcus. Marcus has now said he's going to do daily shows. What are you up to at the moment, Ab? What do you see in the next month, 2 months?
Give me a second here. I'm trying to do
Bella said, while he's waiting to answer, let me turn that question on you. What are your plans over the next month? You're so damn talented with what you do. What are you leaning into?
So for those who might not be aware, a few months, 3 or 4 months ago, I disbanded Hoax Syndicate, which was a project I started. I just didn't have the time to pour into it. The work it required didn't fit well with a full-time job.
Right.
So I changed my membership model so that anyone can subscribe to my site and have access to all the material I've done in the past, but there's no immediate plans for the future.
Okay.
At the moment, I have all my production skills. I've been showing up on this Saturday night or Saturday morning US call for the sort of substitute replacement for what Fart Podcast was in the past.
Yes.
I haven't really got any immediate plans. Like I really enjoy my equipment and playing around and doing the actual logistics of creating shows. At the moment we're streaming this as video live onto FakerTube, which was just a bit of a test I'm doing for Ab to see how well that works.
Oh,
I just like, you know, sort of ad hoc projects, just taking things on piece by piece. I mean, John LeBon and I talked about doing when he does live streams, getting involved in that, and that's something we haven't really figured out yet. But yeah, I just don't, with a full-time job, I just don't want to commit to anything too long-term.
Yeah, no, man, it's hard. When you do have a full-time job, which I think most of us do, I mean, I happen to be fortunate in that I've always been, you know, a long-distance commuter, and with this, you know, the COVID bullshit, one side benefit has been that everyone else in my company is now too. So everyone's now comfortable with the Zoom type meetings and such. So it becomes so efficient. You know, it allows me to be able to interweave this with my day job. But if I had a job that I had to go somewhere to or drive around like Ab does, man, I don't think I could lean into it like I'm able to now.
That's a big problem, actually. I'm more the type of introverted hermit personality that would actually prefer to work from home. It's just that I work in a job now that requires you to show up, so that's actually the problem.
Right.
It's like the time in the world has come for people like me to actually be working from home, so that's where I probably need to be looking at how I can transition what I do with my life to accommodate that, because it can be a boon for those of us who don't mind just working from home with technology. I don't need to go to work every day. It doesn't bother me. I would much prefer to work from home, actually.
Well, and I don't know what near you what the job market is. I think it's pretty shitty everywhere, so it's not so easy. I think if you do have gainful
at the moment, at least, yeah.
Yeah, I think if you do have gainful employment right now, it's kind of probably smart to keep it. You know, just for certainly throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah, well, I'm in a very secure, well-paid government job, and that's what I'd been hoping to get into. And now that I finally got it, I'm like, it does help my plans for the future as far as saving money and the things I want for my life. It helps in that respect. And it's also good that with a government job, you know, when it comes to clock off time, you're off the clock. There's no, like when I was in radio, there was a lot of 24/7 requirements where they, you know, the corporate environment sort of uses and abuses you, where I feel like now, work ends when it ends, and I only have to go and do the time I'm committed to, and then outside of that, I do have time to engage in other projects, which is good.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, and, you know, look, a year ago, I would never be doing this because I just drank a lot, and so I haven't, you know, I haven't drank for almost a year now.
You came to the right show.
And yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, well, on that front, I can relate. I've just completed my year. I did a year sober, and I just finished last Friday. So I've been drinking again recently, but much more tempered, you know, in my approach because I took that time to do the challenge and give it up for a year, which has been very, very good. Even when I come back here in recent months and on some of the more recent calls over the last few months, I was in the background. I just chuck in one line, isn't it? I felt like I benefited from that. I wasn't just being drunk, rambling nonsense. I'd actually, no, got part of my soul back in a way.
For me, just personally, it's just that I know that, you know, after 4 or 5 o'clock, it's game over from a productivity standpoint. So I have all of those hours back. So that just means, and I wake up a lot earlier now too. So I mean, Ab and I think some of the best content we've created have been, you know, he calls them commuter calls, where I'll give him a buzz or he'll give me a buzz early in the morning, and we'll just have a chat. And I was listening to, I never listened to our stuff over again, but I was listening to one of the calls she just published today, and I thought, man, that was a good call. You know, I think people will enjoy that. So
you should definitely listen to everything over again. Just my professional opinion, always listen to your own stuff.
I just don't have time. That's my problem.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like choose your battle, you know?
Yeah, I find my own content boring. I don't want to listen to myself again.
No, that's a shame. Maybe I just come from that sort of arrogant, self-centered radio type person. Like, I like to listen to the moments, the good jokes. Like, I critique myself as I do it. But, Ab, that's absurd to me, because you've got, like, you're one of the best interviewer type personalities in this scene. And I thought you always, you don't really shine when you're on a show like this, where it's a bunch of people interjecting. I think when all the ones I've heard of you on your main Fakeologist RSS feed, that's just chatting to different people. You're very insightful and ask a lot of good questions.
Thank you.
Ab's the king at that, man. It's like when he's not on the show for whatever reason, I miss him because he just comes in with these intelligent questions.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I'm LSD33 from Nouveau Brunswick, and you are listening to Fakeologist audio chat live stream on fakeologist.com.
Thank you, Valo. Appreciate that. Well.
Yeah, so going back to my earlier question with the show in the works with Marcus, and he's stepping up his own solo effort. Where do you see things going?
With regard to him?
Well, he said this week he had technical problems, then he had financial problems, then he had social problems. So he says he'll be back soon. He wants to really do the video thing with the Mac software. And we'll see. We'll see how he goes. He had a three-hour show on Monday, but I'm not certain which technology he's going to use, audio, video, both. I'm not sure.
Sorry, I just want to interject while you're talking specifically about the technology. I think it was the September call where you had the Mac PC fanboy discussion. That was funny to me. I don't get why people are so partisan in this whole thing. Like, I use both depending upon the application. Like, they both offer great things. I'm cross-platform. I use Linux for some things, Mac for my laptop, PC for desktop. It just depends what it offers, you know. I don't get the partisanship with this stuff.
It's not partisanship for me. It's a question of straight-up practicality.
No. Commodity, like we were talking about earlier, I specified all the parts for the computer for you. If I buy a Mac, I can't add in a sound card or a video card to that. You know, you're stuck with what they offer, right? I like for a desktop, you can add parts that you need per application. Yeah.
And that is the main reason for me. That's number one. Number two is cost. Apple always charges more for having a closed system. They can do that because they generate brand loyalty. There's no brand really in the PC. I know you could say there's Dell, there used to be Gateway, but it's not the same at all.
No, but those OEM manufacturers are what I'd highly suggest people steer clear of. Buying a Dell or an IBM or a Lenovo, like a branded PC, steer clear. You can specify the parts and build your own thing, custom
purpose.
Well,
yes, if you have that ability, most people do not.
Right.
The other thing I'll tell you, Odd, is that you may not have heard earlier, but the developer of FakoTube submitted the iOS app to Apple. He turned the comments off and the chat off because he thought that would hinder the application process. I didn't think it would make a difference, and turns out it did not. I got an email back through him. Apple does not want to put any app that promotes anything contrary to the WHO on COVID. And they specifically laid that out. So that app, I said to him, well, I'm not going to, he said, why don't you take all the COVID videos off? Obviously he doesn't watch every video. I said, I pretty much have to take every video off the channel, and I'm not going to do that because even if they approve it, if somebody complains, which they will, then they'll just take the app out of the store if they don't just shadow ban it straight off. So I'm going to actually have to try, because I said, just give me the file. But Apple has a bit of a security, or it's just a thwarting method, where he said he can't give me a file for that, because he said he injects the source code right into Apple, and they compile the app, I guess, so you can't grab the app. I'm not exactly sure, because I said, are you sure about that? Because he said he could give me the source code, but I'd have to compile it myself. So I'm not exactly
sure. They probably just want insight into the source code before they post it. It's a walled garden concept, you know.
Jeez.
It's no different to the podcast, though. Like, with Fart Podcast, I had to apply, like, with Google, I just crawl it on the web, you know, like, it's all automatic. But with Apple, you've got to actually go through an application process that takes 10 days to get it listed. So I'm lucky there wasn't any, like, goodness knows if someone actually listens to it or checks it, but, you know, the first few episodes were up when I posted the thing, so.
Well, like I said, he said I'd need a Mac to compile the source code. Now, I don't know why he can't give me the final file. I know all about source code and that. So I asked him again. He hasn't responded yet. But it looks like I'm not going to have an iOS app. I'm not going to do all the things that Apple wants, because that's insane. They have no right at all to censor content. Now, I can understand making sure the app is good, so it doesn't break their phone.
I'm not sure.
But this
will have a virus or any number of things. Yeah, absolutely. But the topics you choose to talk about are what the app does. Yeah.
That's crazy, exactly. So, no, I expected that. And I expect it from Google, too. Google is a little more open or lax, but I can see them pulling the app out of their store as well. And I have the file, so anybody can install it right off my website. If they want to.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Set that up. Yeah, but I can't get the Apple file. And I have a funny feeling Apple does that on purpose so you can't do what I want to do. So I'm not totally sure he knows what he's talking about either. And if I can get the file, I'll just give it to you, because I know you're an Apple person, and you can try and get it on your phone. Because I'm not buying an iPhone for this. No way.
You can post that. You can post the app on your website, and people with jailbroken iPhones can install it. That'll be your end thing, which will be 0.001% of the audience.
You know, but that too is just kind of reinforces the fact that you can't be everything to everyone. And you know, what's most important is if you do have a means of publishing content somewhere, you know, people will come, they'll find you, or if not, you can point people there. But I think right now the battle is to beat back the boot, and however we can. I mean, you know, just as one person, however you can contribute to that, I think that's what's most important, because I have a sneaky suspicion we're kind of getting close. Maybe I'm just living in fantasy land, but, you know.
Who's getting close? Who's getting close to what?
Oh, I think with this notice of liability strategy, I think that's no kidding around excellence. I really do. I think it's going to have an impact.
Well, I'm not as confident as you are, because democracy is actually ruled by mob, and there's a lot of negative. Democracy is the worst system in the world.
We aren't
as Winston Churchill said.
We aren't a democracy, Ab.
Well. It's okay. Well, what's the difference? Winston Churchill. If there's a okay, well, you're gonna explain in a minute. Let me finish the Winston Churchill quote.
Okay.
He said, "Democracy is the worst system in the world, except for all the rest of the systems." So it's obviously he's saying it's the best of the worst, and it means rule by mob as well. So if the majority wants something, and the majority can be as low as 35%. In a democratic system, then they're going to get what they want. And the majority, unfortunately, believes in your boogie virus, and they believe masking is a brilliant way to stop it. So all your letters and whatnot, I say do it, because if that is really kryptonite to these people that rule over us, then I say use it, of course, but if they choose to just follow the mob, and the New World Order has created this mob that is superseding all democracy, all government, all constitutions, then that's a big, huge problem. And that's really what they mean by a zombie apocalypse. If the zombies are all taking in the program, then the people that are awake or they know what's going on, you're just going to get run over unless you get out of the way or go find somewhere to hide. I really believe that.
Hey, I've got to love you and leave you guys. I've got this 8 o'clock meeting I'm going to, and I just I can see everybody's here. All right, thanks, guys. I'll talk
good
to you
good talking
again.
To you, Uncle Odd.
I'll see you, Oddie. Boy, that guy is always busy meeting him.
So you've got the Fakeologist site. The WordPress blog mainstay, and now you've launched FakerTube, which is a good step in the own it, you know, run your own platform kind of thing. I think having it as a like YouTube emulator makes it very accessible and easy for people to understand. What other sites have you got on the go at the moment? So I know there's like Forum 1, Forum 2, and there's Fakeologist Social. Can you give us a rundown of all these different things?
Wow,
so I know you say Tim Osman's hard to keep up with all these YouTube channels and SoundClouds and things, and I agree, but you're kind of like the same with domain names as far as I'm concerned.
I am. I agree. Well, the main one is Fakeologist.com. That's the blog. I put most of my energy into that. I have Fakeo2, which is twice as popular as the blog already. So that's why I'm putting a lot of energy into that.
Wow, okay. I wouldn't have expected it had that kind of reach already. That's impressive.
Oh, I would have, because I know people don't read.
And hey, guys, can you still hear me? Can you guys still hear me?
You're not coming through.
Oh, okay. Just a little joke. We were talking about Winston Churchill before.
Yeah, Winnie is
that. Okay, so someone said to Winston Churchill once, something like
vodka or wine.
If I was your husband,
I can't talk properly.
Hey, too, Ab.
Go ahead.
And if you were my wife, I'd drink it. I know.
Yeah! Exactly. All right, I'll go back on mute.
Is that a drinking joke?
Oh, if you were my husband, I'd poison your drink, and if you were my wife, I'd drink it. I think that's the joke.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad, actually. I'll have to remember that one.
A classic line. So go back to your domain.
It's not bad because it's fucking awesome. The guy read the Bible in 2 fucking weeks. Winston Churchill.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he probably just...
Are you? Are you just placating me, Ab? Are you placating me?
I'm actually trying to get you off the call for your own good.
All right. I'm going to ask Velocet to play just a little bit of...
I need moderator permissions back. That's what you need to do, right? Give me moderator permissions again.
Give me moderator permissions back.
I'll give you moderator position. I'll give it to you, no problem.
I had it removed suddenly. I don't know what happened, but I've never been against fakeologists. I've always been here.
No, I don't think... did I have... You were a moderator at one point? Because that could
just
be...
Yes, I was.
We got roll on.
All right.
I'm so excited.
Do you want to get undressed?
It comes from the... Yeah, do that. It comes from the unique combination of vodka and Red Bull.
No lower. Just keep it
lower. I'll moderate the shit.
No lower?
No.
Get
no
this
more.
Out? So get this no, out?
Oh, dear. Yeah. Go to fakeatube.com, the website that gets twice the viewership as the fakeologist, and you can see Rollo's wiener on the...
What do you
want
to see, my bum? Here you go. I'll give you my bum.
Oh.
You know
oh
that...
I think you need to wash... You need to push a bit harder when you're scrubbing that thing.
Yeah, you need to use more soap.
You're not a big fan of shaving that out? Okay.
There you go, Bello.
I've had a bleach.
Does moderator mean you can move him out
bleached.
Of the room?
It's been bleached. It's not brown anymore.
Rollo, you know this.
Hey, Bello.
There we go. He moved to room 11.
All right. If you want to keep him out, just take away his... verified status.
Yeah, I know, but then that's one of those things you've got to remember to redo next week. You know, it becomes a pain in the ass.
Oh, you'll figure... It's okay. You'll remember if he... Yeah. Yeah.
He loses it.
I'm not going to be able to publish this one either, guys. I'm not going to do it, because, you know...
What are you talking about? It's been okay, just chatting with Uncle Odd and himself.
It's been
fun. Yeah,
there was the first hour, and then it went downhill towards the end of the first hour. Then it got better.
Okay.
Is there nothing legally that's wrong?
Okay.
It has nothing to do with legality. It has to do with morality and being offensive.
I wasn't being offensive.
So you can just come back in. So people listening
to
this.
People come to
fakeologist.com and they see these posts and they hear an audio chat, or they're subscribed to iTunes or Google or whatever and they hear this audio. They can actually be a part of this as well, right? They just have to go to Discord and that gives you the opportunity to join the audio room. How do they do that?
And talk. How do I do that?
Well, good question. If you want to get into the Discord, on the right side of the fakeologist.com blog, there is a Discord link. It says the word connect. Just click on that, and then you'll be in. You'll be into the intake room. Well, you'll have to introduce yourself, and only a moderator can now see the intake room. No one else can see that. So the moderator will greet you and just find out if you are in the right room, because lots of people find the server randomly through a Discord directory. And if you're in the right room, we'll let you look at the other rooms. And if you want to talk, which you do not have to, then you can go into an audio room and then chat with the moderator and, again, make sure that this is the right fit for you. And then you'll be able to go into the live stream.
Yeah, I've noticed there's a new, there's no more general unverified. There's, you come in, you're first in an intake room, and then you can speak to a mod, and then a mod makes you a member of the site.
That is correct. That is new. Because a lot of members are actually carrying on conversations in the unverified room, and I don't want verified members can't look, cannot participate in the intake room. If they want to chat, they can go into the normal verified area. So that's a little change.
So it keeps everyone restricted to having to be verified to even do anything.
Yes, just to see the content that might be well worth being within the protected zone, shall we say, as the censorship inevitably ramps up in this new world order, which the main goal is to, of course, not only control the economy, but to control the information, because the information is the new power, for sure. So we also, yeah, we have a lot of platforms. I'm going to have to take a quick lube break here, and then we'll be back. Right. We can discuss
Ab,
more.
Ab, just before you say your lube break, can I ask you a question? Is it the Jews or the Jesuits?
All right. One moment. Oh, I'm sorry. Had to go.
That's all, folks.